It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temecuana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
Fire, thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created until iniquity was found in thee. What was the iniquity? An attitude that says, I will be like God. Satan became envious of God. Do you know that you even have preachers out here now that want you to honor them more than you honor God? As a matter of fact, the Pope is one. He is part of the order of the Jesuits. And you have to go to the Pope for forgiveness. How many of you thank God that the veil was torn at the temple to where no matter where you are, all you got to do is open your mouth and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you and become a disciple in the body of his kingdom. So this helps us to understand that the king of Tyre, he's a cherub. But you have to know that the Bible speaks from a symbolic way in a lot of things. Now, look at this. It's what I want you to understand. Go ahead and close your Bibles. We actually made it through that kind of quick. We serve a holy and an awesome God. And the thing that brings me joy when I hear everything that Satan went through, as a matter of fact, Lucifer, before his name was changed to Satan, Satan says in Isaiah 14, my plan while I'm on this earth is to leave this earth and go take over the kingdom of God. I will pass the clouds. I will go beyond the stars. I will dethrone God Almighty. But when he got there, he encountered Michael. And Michael put something on him. And he cast him down. And this is why in Genesis, you hear where Satan goes and deceives the woman. At that point, he's at enmity with God. He does not talk to the woman with an attitude that supports God, but he's deceiving the woman. He's being deceptive, which means that his fall had taken place prior to what you read in Genesis. As a matter of fact, the darkness that was all over the place was as a result of them being cast down. If an atomic bomb hit the earth right now, or a hydrogen bomb, the dust cloud would go up in the sky and stay for about 6 months. Total darkness over the land. Satan desires to take over the government or the kingdom of God. And as we read in Ezekiel, God says, I gave you everything, man. You were perfect in beauty. Not just anybody can worship me. I gave you the ability to worship me. I mean, I put that ability in you, and then I gave you and I covered you with all of the beautiful stones so that when you stand in worship, you can reflect who I am. God loves to see himself, because he is the best thing that he can ever see. This is why you're being transformed into the image of his image, Jesus Christ. You're going to give God holy worship. You're going to worship better than Satan or Lucifer. But watch this. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, what is man that you would even consider him? Lucifer's in the garden. He walks on the fiery stones. God gave it all to him. And he didn't have to be God to have it. But he wanted to be like God, and so he lost his position in Eden. And then all of a sudden, God takes some dirt of the ground, and he breathes the breath of life in the dirt of the ground, and it became a living soul. God has a conversation with the human that he creates, and then he takes the human to that very residence that Satan used to have. The Bible says that God took and he put man in Eden, the garden of God, where Adam, the Bible even says there's gold, there's carbonia there, there's the topaz, the onyx, there's all these things in Eden at the time that Adam was there. But my heart gives me joy. Satan went through all that he went through. I want you to hear me good. To receive the kingdom. And he even tried to take it by tempting Jesus. But do you know what's so special about you? When Jesus was speaking to the disciples, he says, "My little children, it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Did you get that? What the enemy fought for and lost his position with God, God says to something that was made lower than the angels, because of your obedience to me, I'm going to give it to you. You're going to have dominion above dominion. You're going to sit on the throne with Christ. Christ now sits on God's throne, right to the right of God. But I want you to know that God has given Christ a throne, and you're going to sit on that throne with Christ. And you're going to help Christ in the incorporation and the administration of his kingdom. Listen to me. You have to prepare yourself to reign and rule with Christ. This is why when we come in here, we have to prepare now. Why? Why should I treat you and love you the way I love myself? Because if you're to rule with Christ, that's the attitude you got to have. You got to have that. Some of us are fighting to keep that little apartment we got. Some of us are fighting to stay in that home. But what I'm telling you, the Bible says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the entire earth." The entire earth. Y'all not hear me. The entire earth. The Bible says that Christ has been given authority over everything. Now watch this. He said, "I now have authority over heaven and earth." You're co-heirs with him. You're going to reign with him. So guess what? You will be given authority over earth and over heaven. You cannot imagine what God has for those who love him. Worry not about what you can't afford here. Worry not about what you done lost. Worry not about what folk won't give you. Don't worry about what your credit won't check out for. Because one day, the world is going to have to come to you for some stuff. Are you listening to me? It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now come on and stand with me. But watch what he says. If you would but obey me, I will become your God, and you will become my child. He says, "I'm a good God. I'm a patient God. I'm a merciful God. I'm a trusting God." He says, as a matter of fact, if you're my child, the psalmist says, "I've never seen the or the sea But I'm going to say this and get out of your way. Job said something I thought was so amazing to me. Job is going through all he's going through. He feels like he's about to lose his life. He's lost his family. His friends are misguiding him in some of the information they're giving him. And now he's sick in his body. And it is said and it's believed that Job had an aggressive form of cancer. And here's the thing that he said that was amazing to me. He said, although he slay me, I will still trust him. Now watch this. If I walk up to you, elder, with a gun and tell you that I'm getting ready to take your life, how is it possible for you to trust me to save your life if I seem like the one trying to kill you? Although he take my life, I will trust him with my life. Did you get that? Come on and bow your heads with me. If you're in here today and you say, you know what, I need prayer. Lord God, I really need to recommit my life to you. Lord God, I need to just step back into the fellowship, Lord God, because I know you're on the way. As a matter of fact, when I say the Lord's Prayer, I'm praying for your kingdom to come so that your will can be done on this earth. Lord God, I want to recommit my life to you. Lord God, you see the weaknesses that I have. You see the issues that I have. And help me to understand, Lord God, that before I came here, you knew I had it. But you still called me. For your word says no one can go to Christ except you sent them. Help everyone in here to know, no matter what the issue is, they've been sent because you sent them. They're in the body of Christ because you sent them. Let not the enemy continue to use their past, Lord God, to make them feel like they're not worthy of the future that you have for them. If you're in here today and you say, I just need prayer, with every head bowed, just stick your hand up. Stick your hand up real quick. If you say, I just need prayer, just stick your hand up real quick. Stick it up real high. I just need strength. You may be in here stagnant. You may not be reading your Bible. You may be one of those who are not praying. You may be one of those that you just never talk to God. You're just going on with your everyday avocations. You may be in here saying, I need a closer prayer life with God. Lord God, give me a desire to trust you more. Make me hunger and thirst after your word, God. Lord God, I come to you today, Lord God, as humble as you would allow me to be. And Lord God, we thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord God. We thank you for your gift of faith, whereby we can receive, Lord God, all of the kingdom promises that you've made us. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, that all of these stay in the faith, Lord God. Stay in the fellowship. Forsake not your assembly. The world desires to get its hands on your people, God. And I ask that you give all of us a desire to stay in the fellowship, to know more about who you are, to grow in you by being watered by the word and receiving sunlight from who you are. I ask that you look at the heart of every individual, Lord God. Address every issue in every home, whereby peace may be established, Lord God. Bless their finances, Lord God, whereby they become better managers, Lord God, and stewards over what you've given all of us. Bless us on our jobs, Lord God, and thank you so much for keeping us protected, Lord God, in this pandemic. We thank you, God. Lord God, we say these prayers today with thanksgiving and supplication. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all of God's children, they said amen. You may be seated.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7, Bishop Stobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and the Discovery of Self, and The Fulfillment of Purpose, are available at the church and Amazon.com.